Poll, Economy the Top Issue in Determining How Americans Will Vote in Midterms. By Hannah Blow on February 12, 2022. A majority of Americans say the economy is the top issue in determining how they will vote in the midterm elections. A Redfield & Wilton Strategies survey released this week found. The survey asked respondents to identify which issues are most likely to determine how they will vote in the November 8, 2022, midterm elections, allowing them to choose up to three. A majority, 57%, selected the economy, identifying it as the top issue that will determine how they vote later this year. Just over one-third, 34%, said healthcare, and 33% said the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. The economy is the most selected option for both 2020 Joe Biden, 56%, and Donald Trump, 64%, voters. Other important election issues for Biden voters include healthcare, 43%, and the pandemic, 42%, while Trump voters are more likely to select immigration, 37%, and government spending, 29%. The poll was taken February 6, 2022. Among 1,500 eligible voters. The survey coincides with America experiencing the worst inflation in 40 years, as consumer prices jump 7.5% higher and consumer sentiment drops to a 10-year low. As Breitbart News detailed, food prices rose 7% compared with a year ago, data from the Department of Labor showed on Thursday. Grocery store prices were up by even more, 7.4%. The consumer price index rose by 7.5%. Inflation is now not only running high but it has broadened to an economy-wide phenomenon. Home furniture prices are up 9.3% compared with last January and rose 1.6% last month. Prices for the category of living room, kitchen, and dining room furniture are up an eye-popping 19.9% compared with a year ago. They rose 2.2% compared with December. Importantly, these prices are seasonally adjusted so they cannot be explained by typical the end of holiday shopping season sales. Late last week, President Biden said he was proud of the January jobs report despite the fact that just 1% of Americans view the economy as excellent.